Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 134 from the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the very first rendition of an electric Mustang from Ford. Now, Ford did unveil a very special electric Mustang just the other day at the SEMA Auto Show. And let me tell you, this thing is absolutely wicked. It looks super cool. It's insanely fast. Let's just dive right into the details so you guys can hear how crazy this thing actually is. Now, Ford equipped their electric Mustang with an 800-volt battery system from a company called Webasto. Now, I had to do a little bit of research on Webasto. I'd never heard from them. But what I found is Ford actually did partner with them for their upcoming electric vehicles. And Webasto is a market leader in different types of engine solutions. Specifically, what they specialize in is they improve after-treatment performance for vehicles, they reduce idle time for vehicles, they reduce fuel consumption, and reduce engine maintenance by preconditioning the engine prior to starting the main power unit. And yes, that came directly from Webasto and their website. If it sounded like I was reading a description, that's exactly what it was. But we know who Webasto is and how credible they actually are. I mean, Ford wouldn't work with someone if they weren't credible anyway. Here's the absolutely insane part. This electric Mustang, powered by an 800-volt battery system from Webasto, produces 900 horsepower and 1,000 torque. That is a muscle car. A soon hope to be production muscle car. Now, whether Ford makes this a factory version or not, I doubt they will, because there is a purpose this Mustang serves, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But that is insane. Meanwhile, here's an even another crazier fact. It is equipped with a 6-speed Getrag drag racing manual transmission. It's a 6-speed racing transmission with 900 horsepower and 1,000 torque coming from an 800-volt battery system. Of course, this is going to be equipped with Michelin Pilot Sport 4S tires, Shelby GT350 brakes, and Ford Performance's track handling package. And Ford was talking about why they equipped this Mustang with these things. And, well, it's because they were 100% necessary. When you have that type of power, you need to get the power onto the road, onto the pavement somehow. So that's why they need the brakes, the track handling package, and the tires in order to do so. Now, taking a look at the exterior, there's a really cool type of graphic on the hood. It's almost reminds me anyway of like a digital circuit board. It looks like a circuit board to me. It's pretty cool. That's definitely one way to display that you're an electric car. Now, the front lip that usually says Mustang actually says this new electric Mustang's name, which is Lithium. So Ford has actually called this electric Mustang the Mustang Lithium. So we do have lithium embedded on that front lip of the car, which is pretty cool. You're going to have all these pretty cool neon blue accents throughout the exterior and the brake calipers, in which that same neon blue makes its way into the interior of the Mustang Lithium. Now, getting to the interior, of course, we see the 6-speed Getrag drag racing transmission. You can also notice the neon blue accents throughout the entire interior and a 10.4-inch touchscreen for the infotainment system, which additionally gives you power source and battery information as well. Now, like I was saying earlier, there's a reason this Mustang exists, and it's kind of a sad, a little bit, a little teardrop, but this is a 100% test vehicle from Ford. The reason why it's so insane and so powerful is Ford is using this to test different types of battery technologies from Webasto, and they're trying to see how they can control absolutely massive heating. When you have a huge battery pack in the car that outputs an absurd amount of power, things are going to get hot. That battery is going to be cooking. So before they do decide, and if they do make an electric Mustang, Ford wants to make sure whatever technology they put into it, one, it's going to have the power they're looking for, it's going to be easy to use, and then, of course, they can cool it down and keep it safe for the drivers. But all in all, an incredible SEMA show, in which features our next episode is going to be another car that was featured in the SEMA show. And this Mustang Lithium concept from Ford is truly remarkable. every single manufacturer now is going to hybrid and electric vehicles. And you can see the progression. The Lotus Evija, insane amount of horsepower, 100% electric. The Mustang Lithium from Ford, insane amount of power, 100% electric. The future is going in a very interesting, incredible way. And it's awesome to see manufacturers adapting to modern times. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for episode number 134, talking about the incredible Mustang Lithium from Ford. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're watching on YouTube already. If you are, thank you very much. And just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Most certainly, don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' best source for the most authentic car apparel out there that is actually coming direct from the manufacturer. www.tog.com got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 135. As I said, another car feature from SEMA. We're going to be talking about the all-new Challenger Drag Pack from Dodge. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.